let me interview you.
Okay.
Okay, Graham here at the MEMA Summit 09, and we are just in the first break after the opening session. Actually, there was a keynote earlier, and then we just had breakout sessions. And I'm here with Ron J. Miller of Icon Nicholson, who was lucky enough to get in the Content Gone Wild session. Right, Ron?
Yes. Rachel Lovinger from Razorfish, from their team in New York, spoke. Just a couple of quick observations. One is, all credit to her. It was a really well presented walkthrough of all, you know, the things that can go wrong and should go right through the first, you know, through the four phases of development. I do want to say that, you know, with people like Christina Halverson and Brain Traffic here in town, we see these lessons being brought to us over and over again. Some great examples. And one of the things that was really interesting was she walked through, first of all, some real failures on corporate blogging.
Oh, really?
Which I think the key issue there was a lack of a coherent voice if you have multiple authors.
Okay,
In corporate blogging, where, you know, you sort of write one way and you have mm-hmm. different headlines and you write different from me and we're all mm-hmm. kind of doing our thing. Mm-hmm. It's important to have a cohesive editorial strategy. The mm-hmm. second thing is she did walk through their recent design of billboard.com, which, if you get a chance to take a look at it, I think is a really fantastic reorganization, not just of content, but of the whole business strategy of you know, focusing on consumers and delivering music.
Huh. Great. So content strategy was really what that session was all about, huh?
Yeah, and this is something that, of course, we're hearing more and more and more as web strategies mature. You know, it's not about delivering websites, it's about launching them.
Yeah.
And how do you sustain them long term, especially if you're going to start integrating social media? Yeah. One other quick example she offered was there were a couple of product reviews on Amazon, uh-huh. a couple of products which had 7,500 consumer product reviews.
Wow.
I mean, 1,000 words each. At that point, it's chaos, you know.
Yeah, really.
So you really have to think through how user-generated content gets integrated if you have a consumer-facing website.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us about what Icon Nicholson is doing. Are you working with consumer companies, I assume?
Yeah.
Is that your main focus?
An awful lot of it. We do have a life sciences practice, which does a lot of work with pharma.
Oh, yeah.
Very successful on the East Coast where the New Jersey companies are located. Personally, right now, I'm leading a redesign of the National Gallery of Art in Washington.
Oh, that's right. So you spend most of your time in D.C. Huh?
I am. And, yeah. And I also have the assignment where everybody in the office is kind of like, hey, can I work on that? So, and I also just have to mention that a great client of ours, the Chicago Humanities Festival, has launched a massive social platform. They're really looking to become a TED.com.
Who is this again?
It's the Chicago Humanities Festival.
Oh, when is that? Or is that a new thing? Or?
No. It's been going on for 25 years.
But oh, really?
They, but
wow.
they decided that here they have all these great presentations. You know, Barack Obama speaking about U.S. history and Gary Becker, the Nobel Prize economist, talking about the economy. So they've decided to bring all of that online with videos and with transcripts and then build a social community around that.
Similar to what TED is doing.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's an opportunity for them to try and get in the same league with the World Economic Forum. And
wow. And so this is another client of yours personally?
It is. We just launched it. It's at chicagohumanities.org. And I think a great example of how you're trying to take content and begin to build community around that.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, hey, thanks for talking to us at Minovate here, Ron. Good to see you.
Always great to see you, Graham. Thanks.